Hello, Mama. How are you today? The fifth commandment, Mama says, honor thy father and thy mother. Well, Mama, I love you very much, and I honor you. I never have got to tell you how I come to know Jesus. Oh, I love him very much. For if it wasn't for him, I surely would be dead probably now. Well, I better go back a few years. I remember when he used to take me to Catholic Church, you know, and I remember making my first Holy Communion. Church just didn't seem very interesting to me. I guess it's because I never understood it very much. But after I got married, I kind of strayed away from the church. Of course, we had our parties every week, and that drinking and partying meant more to me than God or any church. But back in the 50 or 51, there's something happened to me there that kind of turned me against religion and God. It was when I got polio and they rushed me to Grand Rapids Hospital. Remember that? Well, they put me up there in one of the rooms and gave me those steam baths and hot wool blankets over me. And after these treatments, later on that night, the priest come in to talk to me. And he walked into the room and he said, hello. He says, my name is Father, oh, I can't remember his name now. Father so-and-so. But I said, hello, Father. I said, my name's Ray Cobb. And he said, Ray, he said, are you a Catholic? And I said, yes, Father, I'm a Catholic, but I haven't been to church lately. And he said, is your wife a Catholic? I said, well, Father, no. I married outside the church, and boy, I thought the roof was coming off. He just cursed at me. He said, what the hell did you do that for? And he said some other unpleasant things, and I had to order him out of my room. I told him I didn't want to talk to him or see him anymore. I told him to get out. And he turned around and walked out, slammed the door. So naturally I thought, well, if this is what heaven's all about, or if this is what God's about, I don't want no part of it. And he turned me against religion for quite a few years. I didn't want anything to do with God or the church or anybody when it come to religion. Well, anyway, we lived through the years out here in California, and through sickness, and my wife had encephalitis, and of course the children had a lot of sickness too. I don't know whether that caused me to do a lot of drinking or not. So in 71, Mel and I decided to sell our house. And we knew these friends that lived in Texas. So that's where we figured we'd go. So Texas. Stayed with some friends there and looked the town over. It was a pretty town, everything green. It was in the spring of the year. So we bought a home there. And it wasn't too far from the world's largest liquor store, Cook's Liquor Store. And I thought I was really living it high. Well, this home that I bought had a bar, had gold shag carpet, had a wet bar. And I bought a pool table and began to have some real big parties. Our friends had friends, and they had friends, and we had them all over. And we were doing our thing. Getting drunk and partying all the time. Well, one night, after one of these parties got over, me and Mel got into a little argument. I picked up a vase and I threw it at her. Of course, I missed her, but if I'd have hit her, I would have hurt her pretty bad. And I grabbed her and knocked her on the floor and began to hit her, and I stopped. I couldn't hit her. She got mad at me and got up and ran outside the house. And she ran across the street and went into a field, and I went out and got into my pickup truck. And I roared out of the driveway, went down the road, and I crossed the road and went into the field after her with the truck. I was trying to catch her with this truck. I don't know whether I was trying to run over her or what, but it scared me. It scared her. I'll never forget that night. Oh, I just pray to God that it never did happen, that I never hit her or hurt her with that truck. I just thank God now that this never happened. But anyway, we took about a year of this in Texas. And we finally couldn't find any peace there. So we decided to come back to Anaheim. So we moved back to Anaheim. We found an apartment down on Lincoln Avenue. I started going to the races, drinking. One day I come home from the racetrack. I was pretty drunk, had lost my money. I sat down, Mama. I looked at Mal. I says, you know, I'm sick and tired of paying your doctor bills. I'm sick and tired of drinking. I'm sick and tired of this life, miserable life as it is. I says, why don't we just go out into the desert and hook a tube to the tailpipe and run it up to the cab and just end all this garbage. I'm fed up to the neck. Well, she looked up at me, and she had tears in her eyes, and she says she's going to stay with her sister in Lake Havasu. And I said, well, that's fine and dandy. Take off. So I believe I didn't even have the decency to drive her there. I put her on the bus. But she had been gone about 3 days. I'll never forget this Friday morning. in June of 72. Well, Sandy was my daughter, you know, Sandy. She had been going to church prior to that, about a year prior to that time. And she had told us about church. She tried to get us to go to church, but I always used to say that that was for her and not for me. Well, anyway, this Friday morning in June of 72, I was up. The sun was out. Mal was gone. It was a beautiful morning. I had already had the whiskey bottle out. It seems as though food didn't taste any good to me because I needed that bottle. I'd already had two or three shots, drinks. And about 11 o'clock, I was getting ready to go to the racetrack. About 11 o'clock, the phone rang. And I got up and answered it. And it was Sandy, my daughter. And she had given me, I don't know, quite a while before that, she had given me a picture of Christ. I had it up on the wall. And she said, "Hello, Daddy." She said, "This is Sandy." She says, "What's this I hear about you and Mama? I just got a letter from her this morning." And I said, "What do you mean that you have heard about me and Mama?" And she said, "Daddy," she said, "Mama has left you." I said, "Sandy, she hasn't left me. She just went to stay with her sister for a couple of weeks." And she says, "Daddy," she says, "what's the trouble?" I said, "I don't know, Sandy. I just can't stop this drinking. I've just got this drinking problem. I can't stop it. I have to have it." And she said, "Daddy," she says, "why don't you ask Jesus to come into your heart and ask him to help you? He can help you stop this." And I said, "Oh, Sandy," I says, "I used to go to church years ago." I says, "It done me no good." I says, "Jesus, what good can he do me? He can't help me." And about that time, Mama, I looked up at that picture. And I feel something come over my whole entire body. And the tears start coming out of one of my eyes. And I had a feeling of something I've never felt before. And I said, "Sandy, I said, I'll talk to you later." And I hung up the phone. And I got down on my knees. And I said, "Jesus, help me." I said, "I've made a mess out of my life. I can't stop this drinking." I said, "What is going to happen?" I said, "I'm sorry, help me." And about that time, it seems though the heavens opened, and I just felt something go through my body that I can't describe, through my blood and everything, just a tingling. And it seemed though there was a giant burden that I've been carrying around all my life that had gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and I was trying to find relief through the booze bottle. But it seemed as though this giant burden had just lifted, and I felt a peace that I never sensed in all my life. And he also filled me full of love, because I was very bitter there at the end when I was drinking so much. I hated people. I could care less what happened to my neighbor, my friends, or anyone. And all of a sudden, I had a great feeling of love come all over me. I jumped up and I ran outside of the apartment to see if there was somebody out there that I could grab a hold by the arm and just say, I love you, and Jesus loves you. Of course, there was nobody out there. But if there would have been, they probably would have thought I was crazy. Anyway, I went back into the apartment. I got down on my knees again. I said, thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Oh, Lord, precious Jesus. I was praising him for at least, oh, I don't know how long, half hour maybe. And I got up and I poured that whiskey from the glass down into the sewer. I took the bottle and emptied that into the sewer of the sink. And I just thank God it's been over 3.5 years now, and I've never been drunk since then. He took that sickness, that desire, that disease, and just in the snap of the finger, he took it away. Praise his wonderful name. And he also saved my soul right at that time. For now, I know that I am going to be with him in heaven someday. And I just can't wait for that day, Mama, when I can be with my Lord Jesus. Oh, I love him with all of my heart, soul, and mind. Well, anyway, I made up my mind right then that I wasn't going to the racetrack. I was going to head out for Lake Havasu. So I cleaned up. I jumped in my truck and I started down the road. My tears were just a flowing, and I was feeling that peace, the peace of God all through me. And I was so happy. As I was going down through town, I kept telling, asking the Lord if there was something I could do for somebody. I wanted to help somebody. And I got driving out on the San Bernardino Freeway towards India, and the tears are just rolling down. I can't stop them. They're tears of joy, because I finally found the peace and contentment that I've been searching for all my life. Well, anyway, as I was driving down the freeway, I was just thanking God for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus. And I looked up on the mountainside off to the left, and I don't know if it was a vision, but I seen the face of Jesus 3 times across the mountainside. Oh, I just praised him. Praised him with all my heart. I kept praying, Lord, help me to help somebody. I got to help somebody. I've got to tell somebody about Jesus. I come into a small town in Indio. I begin to get hungry, and I pulled off at a restaurant, and something told me, not here. So I pulled right back on the road again, and I got down a little further, and there was a little restaurant. So I pulled off there, a little hamburg restaurant. I pulled up, got out of my truck, and walked in. There was a nice elderly couple that owned the restaurant, nobody else in there. I went in and greeted them a good day. I ordered a hamburger and a chocolate milkshake. I want to tell you, Mama, this food tastes wonderful to me then. Well, when I was drinking, I didn't have no appetite. I had lost my appetite. That booze was... had really gotten to me. But this hamburger and this milkshake taste out of this world, and I just thank God for it. When I got done, I bid the elderly couple a good day, told them God bless you. They probably thought, boy, this must be, who is this? He must be a nut or something, but they were nice people. But anyway, I got outside the restaurant, and I went to climb into my truck, and I looked down the alley, and there was a row of apartment buildings there, and on the alley there was a colored man pushing a Volkswagen, and I said, thank you, Jesus, I just knew that he laid that right out before me. I knew that he led me in this restaurant. So I jumped out of the car and I run up and I says, hello. I says, what's the trouble? And he said, oh, I guess I got a dead battery. I said, well, get in there. I'll help you get this started. So I pushed him and it started right up. And he backed up and thanked me. And I told him he was welcome. And I start thanking the Lord. Walking back to the truck and the tears were coming. And I just praising God and thanking Jesus. So I got into my truck and I got on the road again. And I start praying, Mama, that the Lord would bring my wife back to me. And when I got to Lake Havasu, by the time I got to Lake Havasu, he had assured me that everything was going to be all right. But when I arrived at my sister-in-law's house, they weren't at home. Ralph was there, and he told me that they were down to the beach. I went down to the beach, and I soon found him sitting on a blanket down there, and I walked up behind him, and I sat down. I says, hello, hon. And she turned around and she said, hi, kind of sarcastically. I said, honey, I said, I'm not going to be drinking no more. I said, something happened to me. I said, can I take you somewhere and tell you about it? And she said, all right. She got into the truck and I drove her out on the street somewhere and parked up kind of like in the field there. And I began to tell her my experience with the Lord. And I said, honey, I says, I'm not going to be drinking no more. And she could sense right away that there was a great big change in me. She knew. knew just by looking at me that something had happened. Of course, I had told her before that I wouldn't drink anymore, that I'd stop drinking, but it only lasts for a day or two, and then I was right back onto it again. So naturally, she was a little leery, but she agreed to come back. And it didn't take her long, Mama, to find out that certainly Jesus had changed my whole life. I just praise Him now, and I worship Him. And when I think of the precious scriptures in the Bible, when I read them now, like John 10:27-28, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. I have come to realize, Mama, after studying the scriptures, that the churches, they don't save you. Though there are a lot of people that go to church and find Christ in church, the churches don't save you. I haven't got anything against the Catholic religion, but I just don't know why they didn't tell me about Jesus years ago. Why didn't they tell me that He was the Savior and that through Him that I could find salvation? Oh, I love Him with all my heart, soul, and mind. I just pray, Mama, that Billy and Dolores someday will come to know Christ as I have. Oh, He's so real. He's so real to me now. Oh, I love Him with all my heart, soul, and mind. You know, Mama, if 4 years ago, if somebody would have told Mel that your husband, 4 years from now, is going to be helping little children on the bus to go to Sunday school, she would have told them they were completely out of their minds. She would have not thought it would have ever been possible. But Mama, since then, Mel has accepted Christ. We go to church now. We go to a interdenominational church, a good spirit-filled church that preaches the Word of God, the full gospel. And I just love the church. I love the people, the Christians, the born-again Christians that are there. I love each and every one of them. We go twice, in the morning and at night. I work. I'm a captain on the Sunday school bus. I go out Saturdays to visitation, try to get new children in. Because these little children, if we can get them into church and get them saved, get them to accept Jesus as their personal Savior, when they go home, the parents notice the difference in their children. And pretty soon they get curious and they want to come to church and find out what it's all about. And this way we can do the Lord's work. For now that's the only thing that I have a desire for, is to be a servant of Jesus. For he has promised that he will make us fishers of men if we follow him. And that's all I want to do, is follow him and serve him. Oh, praise his wonderful name. I love him so much, Mama. I remember years ago, Mama, I don't believe you really truly knew him either, but I know you do now. And I know that he has filled your heart full of love too. Isn't it wonderful, Mama, to know Jesus? And to know that someday we shall go to be with him for all eternity. John 14:1-2. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Mama, I miss you. That's about all I have to say. We'll see you later, okay? Bye-bye. I love you.
If you'd like a copy of this tape to send to a friend or a loved one, simply write Firefighters for Christ at 8866 Barcelona Plaza, Westminster, California, 92683. And we'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. God bless you as you walk with him.